From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has credited U.S. President Donald Trump for helping to spark the first inter-Korean talks in more than 2 years, but said Pyongyang could face stronger sanctions if provocations continued. Grace Lee has more.
Washington raised concerns the talks were a ploy to drive a wedge between itself and Seoul. But on Wednesday, Moon said his government takes the same view as the U.S. on how to respond to the North's threats and warned Pyongyang could face even tougher sanctions if provocations continue. The North, for its part, made it clear in talks its weapons program isn't up for discussion. But any South Korean worried about missiles can relax. More talks are slated for the two Koreas before the Pyeongchang Olympics next month.
Reporter Grace Lee. Japan wants to raise the matter of two Reuters reporters detained in Myanmar with the government at appropriate opportunities, including a visit by Japanese Foreign Minister Taro Kono this week. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said that freedom of speech were common values shared by the international community, and it was important for all nations to safeguard those values. Myanmar prosecutors sought charges on Wednesday against the two reporters under the Official Secrets Act, which carries a maximum prison sentence of 14 years. A U.S. federal judge on Tuesday ordered the Trump administration to keep in place, for now, a program that protects the deportation of hundreds of thousands of immigrants who entered the country illegally when they were children. The White House says that the program must go through the normal legislative process and that President Trump was committed to the rule of law. This is VOA News. The head of a research firm that hired a former British spy to investigate Donald Trump during his campaign for president told a U.S. Senate committee Tuesday that the investigator gave a dossier about Trump to the Federal Bureau of Investigation because he was very concerned about a potential national security matter. Michael Brown has more.
Senator Dianne Feinstein released a transcript of closed-door testimony Fusion GPS co-founder Glenn Simpson gave to the Senate Judiciary Committee in August on Tuesday. Simpson's firm hired Christopher Steele to produce the dossier and was paid for it first by a conservative website and later by Democrats, including the campaign of Trump's election opponent Hillary Clinton. According to the testimony transcript, Simpson told lawmakers Steele worried a presidential candidate was being blackmailed. Trump has dismissed the dossier and repeatedly denied that his campaign colluded with Russia. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Supporters of victims of Japan's wartime sexual slavery protested in Seoul on Wednesday, calling the 2015 bilateral agreement invalid. South Korean Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said in a briefing that Seoul will not try to renegotiate or scrap the settlement between the two countries. Yoon Mi-hyung, the head of the Korean Council for the Women drafted for military sexual slavery by Japan, said that she agreed that the South Korean government should not renegotiate, but asked the Japanese government for legal responsibilities. To fund an organization to help the comfort women, the South Korean government said it will use its own money instead of using the over $8 million Japan had given Korea under the 2015 deal. Authorities in the southern portion of the United States, specifically California, are still trying to reach new areas and dig into the destruction to find dead, injured, or trapped people after a powerful mud flow swept away dozens of homes. At least 13 people were confirmed dead late on Tuesday, with at least 25 more injured. 50 people, at least, had to be rescued by helicopters. Those numbers could increase when rescue searchers continue to expand their efforts, with the National Guard and Coast Guard joining the efforts. Syrian pro-government forces reached the outskirts of the rebel-held Abu Zuhur airbase on Wednesday, the target of a wide-ranging offensive in the northwestern Idlib province. The government-controlled Syrian Central Military Media said troops were fighting al-Qaeda-linked militants and other insurgents in different areas near the base. For additional stories, as well as in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.